Tonight, on an all-new intervention, we go inside the disturbing addiction that's bringing America to its knees.
My name is Jill Fritz, and I'm addicted to slutty Halloween costumes.
My wife dressed as a naughty nurse one year, and I thought that was kind of hot. But then the next year, she was a naughty pirate, then a naughty Care Bear, and I thought, what's going on?
Dressing slutty was a high like nothing I'd ever experienced before.
She showed up to our kids' Halloween party as a slutty M&M, and it was really clear to everyone that she'd eaten way too many M&Ms.
Things got so bad that I started crashing other people's parties just to
then
dress
Christmas
slutty.
Christmas came and she dressed as a slutty elf. Then she was a slutty Easter bunny.
Intervention. The slutty costume epidemic.
Hey, give me back my rabbit ears.
Tonight at 9 on A&E.
Off the meter, off the meter.
With Jimmy Fallon.
This thing is going to become gargantuan when the Son of Man comes.
Flips Mobile presents Off the Meter with Jimmy Fallon. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Fallon.
Here we go. Coming to you live from New York City. It's the Off the Meter podcast. Jimmy Fallon, Dean Imperial. Two of the most catcalled guys in podcast history, I would say. That's what's going on in New York, folks. If you're not here, if you're listening from afar, We're in a goddamn uproar right now over a catcalling video.
Yeah.
The Iranians just hanged a woman because she killed a man who was raping her. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Someone says you're pretty. That motherfucker's got to die. We'll get into that in a minute because we've got a lot going on today. Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah.
Some panic out in Denver. People believe that someone might be putting legalized marijuana into Halloween candy. Because we all know if you're going to poison Halloween candy, you're a law-abiding citizen.
Right.
You wait till it's legal.
Right.
You would never poison the candy if it was illegal, dipshits. We'll break that down. Chris Christie in hot water. Our man.
Yeah.
Our guy. He's our nutritional guiding light.
Yeah.
Nothing more. He's a jerk. But he's in trouble for berating a homeless heckler. And I don't mean like a homeless guy, like a wino on the street. I mean a guy who lost his house in Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
That was looking for some answers.
Giving him some tough questions.
Was told to sit down and shut up.
Wow.
By Christie. He of the high waist. Chris Christie, by the way. We're not nutritional gurus, not personal trainers. But if you're a fat guy listening to the show, and chances are you are a fat guy if you're listening to this show.
Right.
Put your waist below your gut. You don't need an ass in the front.
Yeah.
Chris Christie is not too fat to be president, but his belt is too high for him to be president.
Yeah.
Because he's creating an ass in the front. And I think if he rectifies that, he's got a fighting chance in this world.
Sure.
But that's a story for another day because we've got catcalling videos. We've got a new World Series champion that looks a lot like an old World Series champion. And Walmart. Walmart's in big trouble, man. There was a Walmart, a page on Walmart's website. In the Halloween section that offered fat girl costumes.
For real?
Straight up. I mean, it was supposed to be where the plus size costumes were, but apparently they labeled it as their webmaster. Somebody fucked up and played a prank.
Is it something that you can like blow up like an inflatable bed?
I would just like to know who clicked on what so I know which chicks I have a shot with. That's the one section on their website where I could probably pick up some of the women. I despise them taking it down, but we'll get into that in a little while. As well as, good God, I got to tell you, a lot going on. Mm-hmm. A lot going on. You know, it sounds like false advertising, but that's not who we are.
No.
Everybody knows that guy who's like, girl, you going to get it all night long, and then you don't get it all night long.
Yeah.
If we say you're going to get it all night long, girl, you're going to get it all night long.
All night long.
All night. Girl, you ever had it all night long with a series of naps in between?
And some orange juice.
Something
baby,
to eat.
Baby, I'm going to hit you again, but I need a 15-minute nap and some OJ.
You ever had it all night long with a nap, and then I call my mom.
And some Doritos. And
send a few emails and shit.
Take a piss.
We go at it again.
Going at it again all night.
All night long.
All night long.
If you'd like to go at it all night long. Our segues. This episode of Off the Meter, every episode of Off the Meter, sponsored by the good folks at the Flips mobile app. You can log on to flips.com/Jimmy and download it for free. FLIPPS.com/Jimmy. download the Flips mobile app for free. Makes your TV, makes your cell phone a magic wand of entertainment for your TV. You know what they're pushing right now?
What?
Halloween week?
Yeah.
The Spooky Movie Channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's all over the internet right now, and I shouldn't be driving anyone to this, but a lot of their advertising is digital because it's an app. So like I'm not even kidding, three of the news stories I had to write about today had a commercial with myself in it. It's very weird.
Oh, yeah?
In a fucking pink tutu, though.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know
I'm like, oh, so I'm in a commercial. It's so cool. And then I see my fucking, you know,
that's
rest
all right.
Of it. But yes, flips.com/Jimmy. Download the app for free. But yes, the Spooky Movie Channel. They got a lot of signage on the web today.
Uh-huh.
Trying to push people over to that channel. You watch the classics.
Sure.
Fucked up horror movies.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch a fucked up horror movie when you were fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Danny Burke once watched Leprechaun.
Now, I know you told me this story.
And must screamed at the TV.
Yeah, because it's a little leprechaun wiping out of town,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's the leprechaun fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
And it's crazy funny if you're high because the special effects are terrible.
That sounds really funny.
Yeah, horror movies, infinitely funny.
Yeah, we had a good laugh one time when we watched that zombie movie.
Oh, my God.
You remember in it opened with the monkey with the thing and the strap down with the thing on its head? That we had to stop the stream.
There's two things I can't do high. One is animals high is a fucking problem.
Yeah.
I don't, if you listen to the show, I'm not, it probably sounds like we're very enthusiastic drug takers. People listen to the show are like, oh, these guys are fucking
barely.
Mainline and H. These are the guys that are drinking liquor through their eyes. You ever see those people that eyeball shots?
Yeah.
We're not those people. But in the few dalliances I've had with illicit substances, I once smoked weed after the old Ha Comedy Club. I think his kid's name was like Ed Puttup, some kid like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Jenny had just moved here from New York. I went home to her and Bailey and had a panic attack because I was sitting there high, like really fucked up, man. You know, like I can't smoke weed. I start getting like a pulse in my foot, shortness of breath. You start convincing yourself you're dying.
Yep.
And I went home to a dog. A very enthusiastic golden retriever.
Oh, it's a lot.
And just had to sit there with him. And like, it really took me to a bad place where I was just, you know, like, Jenny, I just need to sit on the toilet. It's cold. Like, maybe it'll make me feel better.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Look at me like I'm messed up. Like, real panic attack.
Yeah.
So I ain't smoking no weed.
Bad weed high can be as bad as anything.
The end. But if I was going to come out of weed retirement,
Leprechaun. Oh, wow.
But yeah, great to see you, by the way.
Hey, good to see you.
I feel like we're enthusiastic people.
Yes.
You know, we really like to hit the ground running.
Yes.
I had a lot to say.
Yes.
Somehow I'm having a panic attack in front of my dog in the year 2005. But I'm not apologizing to you, the listener. I'm apologizing to you, the broadcaster.
Right.
You, the listener, you've come to expect this.
Yeah.
Turn into the show.
Their expectations are set. There's nothing that we can do that's going to disappoint them. They're already disappointed.
You've made your series of poor choices. You have to download this to listen to it.
Yeah.
So there's no turning back now. I'm in a weird spot. Why? Because I'm going through a breakup.
Oh, man. Those are tough, man.
A lot of chicks getting excited right now. They're like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
That fucking slob's back on the market? No. Calm down, you 3.5s that are interested in me. No, I'm going through a breakup with iced coffee. And it hasn't happened yet, but I know it's coming.
I want to know why.
Well, usually I break up with it when it gets cold out.
Why?
Because I like the warm beverage. There's something about it. I get a coffee, throw a little milk, like a skim. I don't go crazy with coffee. I don't drink coffee the fun way, except on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drinking it to write, I drink it black because I just want what I hope to be some type of energy boost. At this point, it's nothing. If you drink coffee every day, you get nothing out of drinking it, but if you don't have it, you're cranky.
It's just to stay stable.
Exactly.
It's
what it
about
is.
Having it for a time period.
That's
it's not
all
even,
it
it's
is.
Like our friend Rick Shapiro used to say.
What would he say?
He used to be like, I need in the morning, I need like, an hour of coffee. An hour. Didn't matter where it was coming from, how many cups. It just had to be coming for an hour.
Make sure he needs an hour of coffee, an hour of trannies.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own elixir. We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
But no, I'm at the point now where it's almost cold. Like some mornings I get out of bed, I'm fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And a frosty, ice cold beverage does not sound good to me.
Yeah.
Because what it becomes is, it's always about relief. When it's hot as fuck, I like the cold beverage. Pour it in the storm.
Interesting.
It's cold as shit. I want a little warmth in my
life. If you're inside, like you're doing your
writing
inside, so it's like if you're inside, you're still warm, but you're drinking a night.
You know what I think it is?
What's going on?
I think we're going to stop now. I'm going to go get help. what I think it is I like a contrast in the temperature outside.
Sure.
I think it's like, you know when they say when a comic's on stage, if he's grabbing the mic, it's because he doesn't feel safe in the moment.
Yeah.
Or he's just looking for some type of reassurance.
Yes.
I think that contrast is like a little emotional port in the storm for me.
Yeah, I understand.
Fucking deep analysis. For two guys that are about to tell an hour of dick jokes.
Very deep.
This is very probing today. But the point is, iced coffee and I about to break up, and I'm about to switch back.
You know, I drink iced coffee out of efficiency if I need to get the energy boost fast.
Yeah, because you can just whip through it without waiting for it to cool down.
Exactly, and if I know if I got to get my day started quickly, what?
Who are these people that drink the fucking hot coffee, like hot as fuck coffee? You know when you grab a coffee?
I don't know what these people's mouths are made out of.
Yeah, they do it.
It's like they have the mouth of an iguana. It's like it's a scaled mouth that can take this hot coffee. I've seen people with piping hot coffee.
Yes.
I'm like, your taste buds are probably all burned out of your mouth, or your insides are scarred, or I don't know what it is, but my dainty little lips can't handle it.
Jenny Fela could fucking eat, she eats soup, steaming hot.
Oh, God.
Jenny Fela would have drank her way out of Pompeii.
Yeah,
she was
really
sat there lapping up the lava as it came off the volcano.
How do people do that?
I don't know. Fucks me up.
No, man, I have very sensitive lips and mouth. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like a little whatever.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
But there's another breed of person that has a higher threshold. You know, this is what I've learned this week. Everybody has a higher threshold for things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think the big one is in New York is the goddamn catcalling. Apparently some people have no threshold for catcalling videos.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned this week. There's a video. If you're not here in the city, I don't know how big of a deal it is around the country. Hopefully not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But an activist group called Hollaback, because that's a serious group.
Mm-hmm.
Hollaback. What's funny about Hollaback is they're trying to, basically raise awareness in this particular instance to the plight of women walking down the street in the city.
Yeah,
they're obviously very politically correct. You know what I mean? I would say pro-woman and women's rights. All noble things, the things that I think should be good.
No, absolutely.
But in a roundabout way, they've really just done one thing this week, and that's make black guys look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Because the whole video was just black guys harassing this girl.
Yeah.
As she walks down the street. Basically, a girl walked around New York for 10 hours with someone in front of her using a hidden camera. Purportedly using a hidden camera. And none of this is supposedly staged or anything like that. And I'm sure it's not, because girls get harassed like fucking crazy on mm-hmm. sidewalks. But apparently this guy, they followed her. She walked around the city for 10 hours getting catcalled by guys. The point of this was to show how hard it is to be a woman walking down the street in New York City. And I don't know, again, we're not women. We can't speak to what it's like, whether mm-hmm. you like it, whether you don't. I don't know. But I do. I'll put one argument to bed right now, though. And we can get into this from a million different angles. But as a guy, everybody's like, well, how would you guys like it? We would fucking love it.
Right.
You walking down the street tomorrow and some girl's like, yo, where that dick at? I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm playing along.
Yeah.
Again, it's different for them because they feel threatened.
What if it was in Chelsea?
I'd still laugh.
That's good.
I would laugh. Chelsea's a gay neighborhood. I would laugh. But again, the plight of the woman is different because they probably feel threatened. We don't feel physically threatened. I'll tell you what. I would like to know how I would feel if I was walking. You know that gay gym in Chelsea, the one on 23rd Street, where they really are like NFL defensive linemen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
where that dick at?
Yeah, yeah, every day.
Nervous. Yeah.
Wherever you go, chasing behind you.
Yo, where that dick at?
Yo, fella.
Yo, Flips Fairy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was like, where's that tutu, man?
No way.
You look good in that.
Yo, where that tutu?
Where that tutu, man? No, but like the one guy walking behind you for 5 minutes, it'd get a little scary after a while.
Well, listen to me.
Listen, I understand where they're coming from. I will say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's aggressive and some men do ugly things and they go too far.
Yeah.
And like I've heard from women that like sometimes they'll be walking with their iPod on and like a guy will go up if he's not getting their attention and will touch them on the shoulder.
Ooh.
And be like, yo mommy.
That ain't right.
What's up? What's
it's
good?
Not, it's not right. It's not good. But my problem with the video is that it's a weird situation, but it's basically like, you know, in comedy, you're really not supposed to make fun of the homeless because you're punching down.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucked up. We've all accepted that they're fucked up. you know, they're out there on the street, you know, living in a destitute fashion.
Yeah.
The people catcalling are not necessarily, they're not homeless people, but it's that same level of, like, almost don't know any better. I'm not saying they're right on any level, but it's like, it's almost like a straw man argument. It's such a big, fat, juicy target because, yeah, we know these people are fucked up.
Yeah.
But by posting this video, nothing happens to change these people.
No.
It's just a bunch of people fighting on Facebook over their opinion of this video.
Exactly.
That's all that's going to go on. Someone's going to lose their job. Michael Che at Saturday Night Live better not lose his job. But he's in trouble because he made jokes about it. He's trivializing the situation.
It's trivializing. I mean, listen, you know.
It's fucking stupid.
You can't laugh at it on some level. I understand, but we can't be so serious about it. Listen, it's never going to stop, ever.
Ever.
It's never going to stop. And I will say this. I mean, I don't know for sure. And I'm speaking out of ignorance. But I think there are some women that you have to say one day it's going to stop.
And they're going to be.
One day it'll stop. And then you're going to kind of miss it a little bit.
This is the only reason I wanted to stop, by the way. The only reason I want to stop is because they are giving a lot of girls too much confidence.
I know a lot of women, and I know a lot of women, too, though,
uh-huh.
who, like, they like it when it happens.
Of course they do.
I have spoken with women that have said they kind of like, as long as it's not harassment, they kind of, like, it makes them feel kind
of
good.
Of course it does, deep down.
Yeah, but I mean,
nobody, listen, if they're invading your space, you feel physically threatened, it's completely fine. We can't be dismissive of that because we don't know what it's like to be in that position. But the basic, like, you're beautiful. What's up, miss? What's up, gorgeous? Come on.
You know what it is, though? It's a commentary. It's a sad. You know what? It's sad for the man because here's the thing, man. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is we don't have a lot going on. And this is what excites us.
Yes.
A beautiful woman. It drives us crazy, okay? Yeah. And we know we can't have you, so we're, like, expressing ourselves. Yeah. Is it right? Maybe how we're doing it? No.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's sad because we need to do something.
Gotta do something.
Because we can't have it.
We're in a bad position.
Yeah, man.
Oh, girl, you be fucking us up, man.
Listen, I can't call food that I can't have on a diet.
Yo, what's up, mozzarella?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I see you over there with
that
sauce.
I see those mozzarella sticks you got back there, baby. They're looking sweet. I got your number.
Yo, Twin Cheeseburger.
Twin Cheeseburger.
You bring that shake over here, girl.
Let me get my hands on you, Twin Cheeseburger.
Oh,
I'm palm the shit out of you.
The idea of a guy catcalling food is so fucking funny to me. That is crazy fucking
You
funny.
Know what I mean?
Yo, what's up, pepperoni?
Yeah.
You greasy, but I still like you.
You know what they should do? They should have catcalling zones. There should be areas of the city
where you
can catcall and then areas of the city where you can't. Let's see who walks through them. You know what's going to start to happen?
Yeah.
Girls are going to get drunk at night and be like, let's go to the catcall section. Oh my God, that makes so crazy. There's going to be wedding parties going to the catcall section. Let's go to the catcall section of town. That'd be so crazy. Oh my God. I'm telling you.
Do you know how many girls that have been purportedly outraged by this video would accidentally wander into the catcalling section?
Yeah. So you've got catcall zones. That's the only way. But you're right. They'll accidentally wander in. I'm telling you, if you establish that,
uh-huh.
Okay,
and here,
this is a high, you can put a sign up.
And here's another thing, ladies. The catcalling zone.
You
next
show
two
a
miles.
Picture of a cat.
Like a school
with
zone.
With its paw up to its mouth.
Like a school
and
zone.
A little, like, you know.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
School zone, 20 miles an hour. Like, yeah, they could have cameras like they're doing with the new zero vision speed limit.
Yeah.
So if you're catcalling outside the zone, you'll get a ticket. You'll get a summons. Just
there
like they're doing with cars.
Right.
But here's another thing, ladies. And this matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts at home. And if you're really upset about the catcalling thing, you also need to know part of the reason catcalling goes on, and we know this because we witnessed it, some of these dudes get chicks to stop. How many times have we seen a dude holler at a bitch on the street? Because that's what he'd say. Yo, I'm going to holler at this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And she stops. He gets a phone number. They flirt. Now, I'm sure sometimes it's wrong. But how many times have we seen it be right?
Generally speaking, though.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that does that, and I'm not going to blanket statement this, and I don't judge it myself, morally. I really don't.
No, we don't have
But I'm just saying, about 7 times out of 10,
not the best of the
best. Woman who stops and gives the number is scary.
I concede that point.
But it's
telemarketing for these guys. As they used to say in telemarketing, you're dialing for dollars, just a percentage play.
Yes, I agree with you, but, like, not necessarily on the cat call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just kind of like hollering at.
Because that's like Jerry Seinfeld's joke, which is one of the true things. You know, where do these guys think this is going to get them?
Oh, and yeah,
the honking, right? That's the honking, right? You know what I mean?
They honk.
That's the best I got.
But I think for the majority of guys, the catcall is not an attempt to fuck women. Like, women are taking it that way. I think it's what it's you just expression. Said. It's an outlet.
It's an expression. Yes. You need to express the way you feel.
Yes.
Because you don't know what else to do with it.
Yes. And is it vulgar? Is it do you not sometimes not appreciate it? Of course. But it's no different than, to me, walking. You could make a 10-hour video walking down around the street and homeless guys calling me a fucking whatever the fuck you could think of.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. There are people in this society. There is a percentage in this society, in every society, that don't know any better, that are a little fucked up, that aren't. It's never gonna not be there. The idea is, if you'd like it to go away, it's not about, you know, everybody dividing each other on social media over how we feel about catcalling. It would be about addressing the root cause of the issue.
You know,
which is,
I would have to say that I think. A beautiful woman to a man, to an unrefined man, is like how food is to a dog.
Yeah,
how a dog reacts.
You gotta
to
react
food.
To certain things.
Oh, they get desperate. Yeah. They look. They
Crazy.
Can't ignore it.
Perk up. Yeah.
Certain men, if you see an attractive woman, that's you don't you you have to at least look.
Yeah.
And then you have to maybe you'll beg.
The idea of a catcalling zone.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can think of to solve this problem.
Catcalling next
no
three
cat
blocks.
No catcalling in this neighborhood. Yo,
sorry,
yo,
sir.
Man, my man. No catcalling.
$500
fine. $500.
Yo, you heard what happened to Deshaun?
But the outside area of the catcalling zone,
yeah.
of the free catcalling free zone, is gonna be crazy. You're on the border, baby. I'm right on the border, and you going
yo,
to Neiman Marcus,
you,
and that over there.
You need to make a run for the border, girl.
Yeah. Yes. I like the idea. You know, the reason why I think there's more ethnicities catcalling is they have more soul, they have more feeling, you know, and they're more comfortable expressing it because
yes.
white men, it's you don't really see white men catcall.
Yes, here's my two.
And why
things.
Is that?
Well, here's my two
they're
things.
Terrified.
Why? I think there's two things. I do think the first one is yes, not as comfortable, not as much swag, not as comfortable in their own skin. Black dudes, a lot of swag, comfortable, you know, real smooth and shit.
Yeah.
I do think that they're in their element on the street in a way that white dudes aren't.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Because, you know, somebody's going to, like, take this. This is probably, I don't know how accurate the statistic is, but I think if you walked around the city, you'd see a greater percentage of black dudes just hanging out on corners than white dudes.
Right.
That's an aesthetic reality. That's not racism. That's
no,
not
right.
anything.
You're
but
right.
The point is, for that reason, I think they're more comfortable in their element because they do more time hanging out on the street.
Yeah, if you want to see white guys catcall, it happens like in, you know, the neighborhood where I live in Murray
yes.
Hill.
Yeah.
Where there's like, you know, drunken bridge and tunnel guys at
yes.
night. They do their version of catcalling.
Dudes
like,
who sound
yo,
like
what's
me.
Up, girl?
Yeah, where you doing? Where you going?
Where you going? Come hang out with us, man.
But here's my two arguments with catcall. It's so funny. Here's my two arguments with catcalling. This matters. All right, listen to me. No matter who you are, what level of education you've achieved, you really shouldn't be in their physical space making them feel threatened. We can all agree with that, with or without a video. I think we all knew that going into this. Part of the reason I resent the video. Such an easy target. We all knew women got catcalled. We all know it's inappropriate. The video does nothing. It just gives people some place to channel their anger.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing's going to go on with to change this, and that's problem number one. Problem number two is everybody's just going to fucking look for their digital pound of flesh now from whoever spoke out against this video, rather than doing anything to address catcalling. We're just going to wind up having people lose jobs because they made fun of the video. It's stupid.
Right.
But number three, this is my real issue with the catcalling, and this is where I think catcalling should change. I think the dudes doing the catcalling need to discriminate a little more and only be catcalling like really hot chicks, because I know a lot of girls that have such fucking attitudes that shouldn't, because these guys have made them feel a lot hotter than they are. You know what I mean? Have you ever met a five who walked around like a 9.5?
Yeah.
It's because you fuckers are hitting on her fucking nonstop, and they love to talk about it.
Yeah, I love walking
around my neighbor. They think I'm fucking gorgeous. Yeah. And now now I'm stuck hitting on the five who has the confidence of a nine.
I love to hear when a woman comes in, she's like so proud of the fact that she was catcalled,
yes.
But she has to talk about it. She's like, oh, oh my God. This is just, oh my God, I just hate walking these streets.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what happened? And she's like, the crazy, hey baby, this and that, look at you move. Uh-huh. I want your bed. You know, I'm like, it's totally a woman that should not even be saying
that.
You shouldn't be. But they are so proud. They love telling everybody.
Because they want to know they got hit on.
Yeah.
That's part of this. And I've seen that within all of these social media threads, is all the girls going like, I get catcalled all the time and I've never fucked any of these guys. I'm sure you haven't.
Yeah.
But there's also a reason you're telling us you get catcalled all the time.
Right.
There is a validation in it for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the one argument, and you could spend hours and centuries on this, is that if I was walking down the street and pretty hot girls were hitting on me, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. And again, we could be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're guys, we don't feel physically threatened, so you don't have to call us assholes who don't get it. But the point is, there's got to be better use of our time and our emotion
right.
than getting mad at these guys.
Right.
That being said, we do need to designate a catcall section.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
you, my friend, honestly, this was not planned coming into this episode,
no.
that was out there. Because sometimes we solve the world's problems.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be taken to the legislature. I think we need to go to the street on that.
Absolutely.
One. You're in the catcall zone with Jim and Dean. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, wow, it's very female-heavy week.
Cool.
No pun intended.
We like that.
Fat girl costumes. Walmart
right.
done did it on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart's in some hot water for selling fat girl Halloween costumes. We'll get into that in a minute.
Wow.
As well as the gay apple, Tim Cook. CEO coming out
wow.
as gay. We should talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. When we come back.
America needs to learn how to lighten up.
Universal Pictures presents the erotic thriller that everyone is talking about.
Miss White, we'll see you now.
Betty White stars in 50 Shades of White.
Have you ever been with an older woman?
No. Well, not this old.
Journey to a retirement community where anything goes.
I'm going to take my teeth out for you.
And love has no dress code.
I'm not wearing any diapers.
50 Shades of White.
I want you to show me how to send an email.
Wow. You still have AOL.
Coming soon to theaters everywhere.
You've got mail.
Oh, that's so hot.
Off the Meter is brought to you by Flips Mobile. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Failer.
Coming to you live from New York City. Live from the catcall zone. Jimmy Failer, Dean Imperial, the Off the Meter podcast. Getting ready to have some fun. If you're around tomorrow, if you're trick-or-treating, God, we haven't even gotten into that yet.
Oh, wow.
If you're trick-or-treating tomorrow, you get home early. I am starring in an hour-long special on the Fox Business Channel, on The Independence, with Matt Welch, Camille Foster, and the great Kennedy. It is their Halloween spooktacular.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have a name like that.
Sure.
We break down slutty costumes.
Do you wear a costume on the show?
No.
I
go dressed as a comedian no one's heard of. That's so funny. But we break down spooky, inappropriate costumes, slutty costumes, poisoned candy.
Oh, okay.
The demonization of people for choosing certain topical costumes. There's also a fascinating quiz show we play on the air that has to do with Halloween trivia. This is a pre-tape show, obviously.
Obviously.
I will tell you this while I was taping the show.
Yeah.
Wow, every once in a while, you go to Fox Business to tape the show. It's tapes where Fox News tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see fucking everybody. But the other day, you know, I have this writing gig. This is the best one of all the people I've run into. The other day, I was voicing an audio sketch for a fake commercial.
Yeah.
In the bathroom at Fox News. Come waltzing out, like screaming into a phone. You voice sketches.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
I know what it's like.
So I'm announcing a sketch, like, come on down the blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Walk out of the fucking door, chest to chest with the second most famous man from Levittown, New York, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, get out of here.
But I'm in the fucking bathroom ranting like a sociopath.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, how could you ever explain to someone, like, yeah, I'm recording an audio sketch?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're one-hitters. They're like Starbucks bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Somebody just uses them in the green room. There's
so
two
he
of them.
Heard you, what was going on in there.
He was very into his notes and his thing. He didn't talk to me.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine he didn't hear me.
Right. That's amazing.
Then I saw your boy Tom Ridge.
Oh, Tommy Ridge?
Big former, Tom Ridge.
Former Secretary of Homeland Security. Yes.
The first one.
The very first one.
Fucking Tom Lights Out Ridge.
That worked out.
In the bill. And Sarah Palin made an appearance. I got to tell you, man.
Oh.
Yeah. You can all give Sarah Palin a hard time. She's goddamn all right looking, man.
Yeah, sure.
She is goddamn all right. I mean, if we're going to objectify women, because we didn't do enough. We didn't do that in the first break.
No, we didn't.
For all the talk about catcalling, we really didn't objectify women enough. I feel like we let you down. If you listen to this show, you don't come to us for this fucking moral certitude we just gave the universe.
No.
You want to hear us make fucking ogres out of ourselves. But Fox Business Channel tomorrow night. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can see me and the Independence breakdown all that is Halloween. If you're in the city, you don't want to watch TV. You can see me live at the New York Comedy Club. That's an 8 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
See the champ throwing it down, and then I'll be going home to fucking wolf down my kids' candy, man. I'm working at Binghamton. I'm working at Binghamton University Saturday night. You know, it's about a 200-mile drive.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna fuel the car with? You're gonna fuel the car with goddamn candy.
Candy.
I am now the guy, the Lord. In when you have a kid, in Halloween,
mm-hmm.
you become the Lord and Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh yeah,
they're
yes.
just all out panhandling for
oh,
you.
Oh sure,
bringing back their fucking tribute at
oh,
the
sure.
end of the day.
Absolutely,
he's got to bring me a tribute of like 35 Snickers, a couple mm-hmm. of fucking peanut M&Ms.
Yes,
that's what's got to happen. So Lincoln Failer, if you're listening, and there's no reason you should be, better get your fucking walking shoes on. It's mm-hmm. Daddy's hungry. Good kid, that Lincoln Failer. Do you remember Halloween? Were you excited for Halloween?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Up to the age of 12?
Yes, nothing yes, like it.
Very excited.
Nothing
it was
like
my
it.
Favorite. It was my favorite thing in the world.
I probably would have liked it forever if I didn't know that the shaving cream and egg thing happened.
Yeah.
Because it took a little bit of the innocence away from it,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of became like pseudo cool to not be that into trick-or-treating. Like, it was
right.
a macho thing.
Sure.
It was like, I probably would have played, realistically, I would have probably played with toys until
mm-hmm.
ninth grade.
Yeah.
But I probably stopped in fifth or sixth because it became, like, not a cool thing to do. They were chicks, you were cool, you were macho.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got to squeeze that a little more childhood.
Sure.
Same with candy. I mean, I don't think you'd look back at my photos and be like, man, it's a shame he couldn't have had more candy.
Right.
You know, I mean, we definitely hit our fucking candy quota.
Totally.
But the point is, yes, Halloween, nothing better.
Nothing better.
You're a kid. Seinfeld a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
Get candy. And there's a great Garfield.
Little five-year-old idiot brains.
Yeah,
he says.
Get candy. It's a great Garfield episode. Candy. The Garfield Halloween special.
Oh, sure.
Special.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lincoln Fail is tuning up. He's going to be a little Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
He got his costume through the Disney store. He did not go through Walmart and partake in the Fat Girl costume scandal of
yes.
2014. But this is what happened. On Walmart's website, you know, you scroll through and they have it broken down into merchandise sections. Well, in the Halloween section, one of the web pages for Halloween costumes, somehow the webmaster, probably a prank, they haven't said why or who, wrote, it says Fat Girl costumes, where you would buy like the plus size costumes. So they had a page for plus size costumes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. On
It wasn't a costume called the Fat Girl.
No. They had a page dedicated to all kinds of costumes. You could be a princess from Frozen.
Oh my God!
You could be a French maid.
They called
whatever
it
you want.
Fat girl.
Fat girl costumes.
They didn't call it plus size.
No.
Oh man.
And again, they know better. Someone fucked with the page.
Yes.
Had to have been. People went crazy, but again, it didn't become like a national huge story because no one gives a fuck. It's so hard now. Like, we find one story.
It has to be very obvious that it was somebody who was screwing around
and
with
fucked
them.
Off of the page.
Absolutely. I mean, because really, like, you know, what company is really going to do that?
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do
that.
And
they know that, and they know they're being scrutinized more than anybody.
See, I thought they were marketing an outfit.
Oh, called the Factor.
That's why I said earlier, do you blow it up like a an inflatable bed?
Oh, I
blew
through
that.
Because
I thought maybe it was a costume where you could dress as a fat girl.
No, and that's why I confused you.
That's okay.
Because I said that's where every girl I would hook up with buys her costume. Meaning I'm only attracted
to right. That's
chicks.
Why I got confused, and I went, well, and then I was confused. I don't think it was, listen.
Yeah, no, I get it.
6 and 2 is 10, I know it is.
Flips. Make TV magical.
This episode, every episode, sponsored by the Flips mobile app. Log on to flips.com/Jimmy. Download the app for free. I got to say, that's contractual obligation.
Yes.
Point being, fat girl costumes. Log on to the Walmart website. They've since taken it down, but they had all the plus size costumes on a page labeled fat girl costumes. People got fucking outraged.
Yeah.
Went crazy, tweeted them, threatened to never shop at Walmart again. You know, fuck that. We're going to pick it. We're going to protest. No one's going to do anything. But the point is, wow. Good prank.
Great.
As guys who like a good prank, because I know that's a prank.
Absolutely, very funny. That's a prank.
I put that up there with my favorite prank, still to this day, was that terrible plane crash in San Francisco where someone got, it was an Asian airliner.
Oh, yes.
And someone got the news anchor. Someone sent in a report to the news station. It was like an NBC affiliate.
Unbelievable.
It said the pilot's name was Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, and Bang Ding Ao. It's fucking funny, man. I mean,
unbelievable.
Very sophomoric and stupid, but the achievement of getting a news anchor to read that on the air, amazing.
Amazing.
So I put the fat girl costume prank up there with that. Pretty good.
Great.
It's not as good.
No.
But it's
no.
The same level of achievement to get it on the air.
Yeah. But you made a news story out of it. It's all right.
I enjoyed it. So that happened. Shout out to Walmart. Shout out to the pranksters. Shout out to the fat girls buying costumes.
Yes.
The plus size girls.
Yes.
Back in the day, you didn't have to call them plus size. You could just call them single.
And right.
Knew it. Oh, right. Shit. Oh. Oh, no, you didn't.
There you go again, my man.
Yeah, there's no greater friend to the plus size woman than this show.
No.
So everybody can fucking relax.
Right.
It's like, you know, they say, like, you can tell black jokes if you're black or Jew jokes if you're Jews. We can tell fat girl jokes if you fucked as many fat girls as us. No one is getting back. We're extending an olive branch to the fat girl community, but they don't want it because it's not dipped in chocolate.
Oh,
what a bunch of assholes.
Gosh.
We're being silly, ladies, and you know that. Just telling jokes. Don't ever. Yeah. By the way, if you take this show seriously, there's no way you made it this far into the episode. So
right.
All relaxed. Talking about people that are enthusiastic towards the old fork and knife. Chris Christie.
Yes.
Being called a bully. Because what happened yesterday was there was a rally in New Jersey, one of those bigger than the strong storm, stronger than the storm fucking rallies. It's the anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Chris Christie got up to the podium and talked about how great things were and what a great job he did and the leadership they showed and how he was out there in the trenches. You know, basically blew himself.
Yeah.
In front of a crowd of people, one guy got up and asked a question and said, a lot of us appreciate your work, but we are still homeless as a result of the storm several years
later.
And
he really stated it that calmly?
He did not phrase it like, what the fuck? It was not that. There were several exchanges. You know, we did the old, there's a time to have this talk. We don't have to do this now. If you want to get cute, we could do it another time. You don't have to tell me because I rolled up my sleeves. I was in the trenches doing the work. But the point is,
he said that?
Yes. Guy who was displayed, but it ended with the guy saying, you know, we could, rather than me trying to upstage your rally, we could talk about this after the fact. Christie gave him the old, I have 1,000 things I'd like to do after this. You're 1,001. Nah. And then the guy said something else, like I would take you out to dinner or we could talk privately. And Christie said, well, why don't you sit down and shut up? Because I think he took the take you out to dinner joke as a fat joke. And then said, why don't you sit down? And she saw like a fat joke in hiding.
Yo, he
said,
just really,
you
know what?
Shut up.
It has stopped being cute.
Yeah, no, he's
his that temper tantrum stuff.
He's a
it
jackass.
Completely stopped being
That's
cute.
That's what it is. His whole nasally fat tough guy thing. And I'm telling you, folks, you gotta lower the belt. if you're a fat guy. You put the belt below the gut.
I want to say one thing about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to challenge you. I want to say, though, that there are some guys, okay, mm-hmm. with the stomach hangs so low mm-hmm. that you
got to
really,
untuck your shirt.
There's not enough shirt.
I don't know. You got
to
buy a longer
cover.
Shirt. You buy a taller shirt. If you go to a Men's Warehouse and get something in XLT,
nah, man.
They give you knee-length fabric.
But let me tell you something. Some people, there's different kinds of fat, okay? See, you and I have like, we have a tight weave.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of guys have a very open weave.
Like a hanging gut?
Yeah, it's open weave. It's loose. It's loose. It's loose. It's like they're the guys that when they lose a lot of weight, there's extra skin hanging. Those guys, when they have a gut, it's fucking it's long.
But I want
to
say
I've seen them. It goes down to the knees.
But if you, but when
it
you
ain't
put,
pretty. You can't tuck that underneath. I'm not trying to be a wise ass.
But what I'm saying is when you put the belt above that, whether it's a dangling gut or a stationary gut, it becomes the string around a roast beef.
No.
It doesn't look good.
But the other way, I'm telling you, if you let it hang
folks.
All the way, it looks like an elephant trunk. Yo, I've seen some ugly belly hang, man.
We're divided on this, but I'm telling you, I cannot advocate the ass in the front. And I happen to know Chris Christie is not that fat.
If you can
He's
manage
creating
it, no.
an ass in the front.
I know, but we don't know how long. We don't know how his weave looks loose, and I don't know how long his flab goes.
I'm guessing long because he's angry.
Yeah.
He's a fucking angry guy.
I'm saying it's probably underneath that thing is hanging down by his balls.
Chris Christie. Why don't you sit down and shut up? Is what he said.
Yeah.
He'll never be president.
Would you sit down and shut up?
He's got to know that, too.
From the dignity of George Washington to the, you know, the serenity of Abe Lincoln during the crisis. Then we got a guy being like, yeah, you're 1,001.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you sit down and shut
How
up, tough
you sit
guy?
Sit down and shut up. He's president of the United States.
He really is such a sloth.
Yeah.
Christie, get your shit together. So there he went. San Francisco Giants, our town.
Yes.
They won the World Series. Third time in 5 years.
They did.
They won the goddamn World
Series.
Third time
in 5 years?
Yes. They won it in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
What's their payroll like?
I know. It's not big. Because they have great scouting. They've actually had a lot of turnover on their roster. The only real stalwart for all three championships is a pitcher named Madison Baumgartner.
Oh, is the pitcher, not the coach?
Well, Bruce Bochy has won some championships, but in terms of their roster, they've turned over like motherfuckers. Like
that means they got a system that works as an
yes,
organization.
They scout
who's
well,
the
develop
GM?
Players well. Brian Sabian.
They got a good GM.
Good Sabian. Good scouting. And, you know, they have won three titles in an era where nobody usually win the World Series. You don't go back to the playoffs the next year.
I know. That happens
example,
a lot.
The Red Sox won the World Series last year. They didn't go back to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
So that sustained excellence is commendable and impressive. And the Giants, they, you know, San Francisco, our favorite city.
Yeah.
They did it right. They didn't burn down
Damn,
the city.
That's great.
Some people win and fucking burn down the city.
Who are they playing again?
Kansas City Royals, who haven't been in a World Series in 29 years.
Oh, yeah?
They got to a Game 7. They won in Kansas City, which is ouch. So you got 70,000 screaming people.
Sure.
I got to tell you, there's nothing funnier than seeing a guy dejectedly lose a stadium with face paint on.
I know.
Because you've got two realities. One is that you lost. The second reality is that you're a grown man.
And you got to wash
face paint.
And you got to wash the paint off.
Yeah, you got to go home and wash it off.
And some of that face paint ain't easy.
No.
To come off.
And you know what can't get washed off? The pain.
You know how many guys, I wonder how many guys go to see a game like that. They paint their whole body. They paint their chest. And the next day at work, they just don't have the time to shower. So underneath their work clothes, they still got the paint on.
Have folks, I would love to know that. You know, when you spell out someone's name on your chest, I'd love to know if there's anybody listening to the show that's ever gone to work with like a G on their chest.
Would you ever, have you ever painted your face?
No.
Never.
No, for like an event? No.
Have
As
you
kid?
Known, how close is the degree of separation between you and a relative to somebody who's painted their face? Or painted.
No,
painted
I'm very
themselves.
Proud to say nobody in the Fela family has ever done that at a sporting event.
Okay.
No one's proposed at a sporting event.
I wouldn't imagine it.
No, no one has proposed at a sporting event.
That's a very specific thing.
I'm capable of like
it's a clean record.
I'm capable of people in their 40s that could wear a jersey in public.
The jersey is not the same thing.
It's not painting your face.
No,
it's
that's
not
fine.
Shirtless.
A jersey's fine.
Neither is proposing at a game. I mean, that's some dipshit stuff. Like, here's a guy who likes baseball so much, he couldn't even take a night off to get engaged. Don't you think at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you think at some point in their marriage, you're going to see a future where she's going to be like, maybe if you weren't watching the fucking game
you
all the time.
Somebody, it's so funny. That falls into the same category of another very funny thing you said. So, like nobody should get engaged at a baseball game.
Yeah.
And nobody should be conceived doggy style.
No.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
It shouldn't happen.
And it falls right into the same kind of book.
There's the same
of
level
these
of
things should never happen.
Inattentiveness and distractedness and not having
it's
someone's undivided
funny.
Attention. You're
it's
right
very
about
funny.
That. You're right about that. If you're getting engaged at a ball game,
not right.
It's going to fail. And yes, and you violated some type of code of the universe.
That's good.
I'll tell you who's got the universe by the balls is Apple we don't segue on this show. Apple CEO Tim Cook.
Uh-huh.
Outs himself as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Sends Twitter ablaze today. People very excited. Go Tim Cook. Talking about the powerful message he sends to the youth of America. You know what the powerful message is that he sends to the youth of America, by the way? I hate to throw cold water on this. It's wait till you've accomplished all you want in life
and then
say you're gay. Don't risk it fucking up.
Wait till you're so securely in the top position of your company where nobody else can get anything on you.
Yes.
And then say.
Yes. They're like, Tim Cook sent a message to kids that even you could become CEO of a powerful company someday. Yes, if you shield it from your bosses.
Right.
Until you've made it to the top of the ladder.
Right.
The idea that this sent any type of positive bullshit.
No.
Tim Cook. And I'm happy. Happy it worked. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very happy for him. I'm glad. I mean, I think it sets a good precedence.
Good
for,
thing to
you know,
do. No one should live in any type of repressing anything.
The eye closet.
The oh, that's fucking funny. Tim Cook came out of the eye closet. So funny. The gay marriage app. The I do.
Yeah,
oh,
the I
kill
do.
Kill yourself.
There you go.
Douchebags. But the point is, meaning us, not gay
I
people.
Know.
But somebody's like,
us.
They said. They
no,
said,
no. We're not doing that.
Yeah, well, listen to me. Gay marriage, man, it's so funny. Because whenever they legalize it in another state, you know, show all the people celebrating on the news.
Yeah.
But they don't show, which I wish they would show, is that there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of gay men that are upset when gay marriage gets legalized.
Yeah.
Because they run out of excuses.
Well, then now they get pressure put on them.
Yeah, you know how many straight guys wish they could be like, look, honey, I'd love to, but it's the law.
It's illegal.
Sorry, I mean, I'd love to, but I can't. But Tim Cook outs himself, sends a powerful message to the youth of America. Keep that shit to yourself.
Until you have
until
achieved
you
what you consider optimal success. Then wait several years and then make the announcement.
When you're a 63-year-old man, you've made it to the top of
He's
your
63?
Profession. He's old. I don't know what it is.
God.
But it's so fucking funny, the powerful message. Fuck yourself. Everybody looking for their upworthy moment.
So
fuck
crazy.
Yourself. It's all fool's gold. Number one story in the day today. Why? Because we're fat. Halloween matters to us. Mm-hmm. Candy's on the brain.
Candy. Get candy.
Such a dumb thing. We talked about this on the Independence the other night. The Denver police examining a report that with the passage of legalized marijuana...
Uh-huh.
comes the increased chance that someone will inject marijuana into children's candy, which is so insanely stupid to me. First of all, this dates back to the razor and the apple thing from the 70s. No one ever found a razor in an apple. First of all. Second of all, you'd never have to worry about a razor in an apple because no kid's going to eat the fucking apple. Someone gives you an apple for Halloween. You know what you're doing with it? You're throwing it at their fucking house. Best case scenario,
I wanna know,
you get home with it, but you're not
eating
it.
Here's my question, okay? And this is kind of profound, okay? I can't really do the math. It doesn't work compute to me of the guy who's putting razor blades in candy and apples and also owning a house.
Yeah.
Do you get where I'm coming from there?
That's the most depressing thing about it, is the guy razor blading a Milky Way can own a house and you can't.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. I'm sitting here thinking, like, this guy paid off a house and he's maintaining it, and this is what he's doing?
Oh, that's fucking funny.
You know what I mean?
That's the most demeaning element of the whole thing.
Right?
That this guy could get a mortgage.
But I'm like,
A guy who's doing that is doing a ton of other shady shit.
Yes.
He's not just doing that.
I know. So meaning he's probably not owning a home.
No, he's not owning a home, and he's not sure. The guy who's going to do that is going to not answer the door.
Yeah. Some fucker. Yeah, some psycho. Some maniac.
But it's like,
The idea, though, that they let it come out this year with legalized weed is so funny to me because it's basically saying that, you know, law-abiding citizens are the ones who poison the candy. Like, yeah. Meaning no one would have ever thought to do this, but now that it's legal.
Yeah.
Because, like, does anyone not get the math of it would be illegal, even with legal weed, to put weed in candy?
Right.
Does anybody don't get that?
It's no. Yeah, no, but I'd think to myself, like, what are they getting out of kids eating the candy, getting high,
You're not even there for it. Yes. You know why parents are nervous, really, though? I mean, not nervous, but probably don't want the kid to fucking get the munchies, wipe out their goddamn stash.
How does that work, though, if you're eating the candy and getting the munchies at the same time? I guess you just keep eating more candy?
I don't know.
The time to get the munchies is when you have Halloween candy.
I'd have to think that based on my size growing up, someone might have put weed in my candy.
Yo, I got to tell you.
I would have fucking wolfed it down. I used to eat candy, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm really, you know, the hardest thing.
I can't do it now on that same level.
Every first of the month that comes along, I have another opportunity to start taking care of my health, right? I always do that. It always happens the first of the month, right?
You have never month, works. You never have new month good. Resolutions.
Yeah, I have new month, right? But the problem is that November 1st is impossible because all of the Halloween candy
still
goes
there.
Crazy on sale.
Yes, it does.
You know?
You walk into a CVS. You can
walk into a CVS and you get a bag of peanut butter cups that were $5 yesterday or $2.50 today.
And you could it's a bag that would fill a bathtub.
Yes.
Like a reasonably sized bathtub.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that. And you know what I run into is, you know, my day is Sunday.
Yes.
Sundays. So it's like even if I commit to Halloween tomorrow and eat 3 pounds of candy, I can't take off on Sunday from eating like I'm going to the fucking chair. No. You want to know why I know that? This week was the worst creative week of my life because I didn't pig out on Sunday.
Oh.
And my math, my system knew something was wrong. Because I have to, on a Sunday, your job, the reason you have what some people call it a cheat day, it's not because you need a day because you like the food so much. It's because to be successful in like dieting and self-control, it needs to be fueled by a certain amount of self-hatred. Like you have to eat till you are disgusted with yourself,
yeah.
Furious with yourself, because that'll get you to apply to yourself for rapid progress. You go, all right, I'm gonna bust my ass now. And undo that fucking Holocaust from yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't do that. You know what happened? I finished at the comic strip the other night. Walked next door to get... I was going to get have a fucking orgy of chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oh, they're
yogurt
beautiful.
Peanuts, chocolate peanuts.
So good.
And some cookies.
So good.
And you know what goddamn happened?
What?
They didn't have any yogurt peanuts. They didn't have any chocolate peanuts. They didn't have the cookies I like.
Uh-oh.
So I bought one of those fucking funky granolas.
Oh, yeah.
Like some, like, family brand, like, really sleek package with, like, we learned this on our trip to Seattle.
Dark chocolate chips in it?
Yeah, but it had chocolate and cranberries and this and that. But the granola was just like a fucking burnt pumpernickel bagel. It was terrible. It didn't work.
God.
It was decent, but I ate the whole thing and felt healthy. And that's not the point of Sunday. Like, if you're calibrated to really set yourself back on a specific day. If you don't do it, your body knows, like your spirit knows.
Yeah.
And I was off the whole week. Like, yeah. Just fucked up the whole week, writing jokes, telling jokes, doing whatever the fuck. And I realized this Sunday, I gotta go. I gotta eat candy tomorrow, and then I gotta go. I gotta be ready to go on Sunday.
Yeah.
I might have to get the Hungry Man.
Yeah.
The Hungry Man. I get a Hungry Man at Fred's Deli. If you listen to the show and you ever make it onto Long Island in the 516, Fred's Deli is on Center Lane in Levittown. It's nice people you're ever going to meet, but the real calling card, because I'd like, if they were mean, I'd still go. The Hungry Man is 6 eggs with ham, bacon, and sausage on a hero with cheese and home fries.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's goddamn good. Salt, pepper, ketchup for me.
Oh, wow.
I can eat two. Back in the day, I used to get one for me, one for Jenny. She wouldn't eat half of it, and I'd eat one and a half. And love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. I mean, my favorite moments on this planet have involved a hungry man in some capacity. I'll tell you, after I met Jenny Fail, a woman I'm going to marry, knew I was going to marry her. I was working at Hilarities in Cleveland. The gig wrapped on a Sunday.
Yes.
But I stuck around till like a Wednesday.
Yes.
Because I met the girl I was going to marry. I'm like, fuck it, I'll just hang out. I'm a comedian, I'll blow off my spots, I got nothing to do. Hung out with Jenny till the day of my birthday, which is a few days, you know, a few days after we met. And I left there at 2 in the morning and gave myself a goal. Excuse me, I left there at 5 in the morning. Gave myself a goal of, I got to get back to New York in time to make the egg cut off. That'll keep me awake. They stopped selling eggs at 11 at Fred's Deli. I'm going to cannonball run my way to a fucking egg sandwich is what I'm going to do.
Oh, wow.
I left Ohio knowing it in my heart that I'd met the woman I'm going to marry and drove home at like 105 miles an hour, got to Fred's Deli, and a friend's dad saw me there, knew it was my birthday, and bought me the Hungry Man.
Yo, that's a great story.
I don't know why it is, right? As a fat guy.
Yo, I didn't know that story.
Ray DeVito's dad was there.
Couple things I didn't know. One, that you stayed extra days after you met Jenny.
I did.
And two, that you had this incredible race. Because that right there was the thing that seals the fact that she was the one.
That she was the one.
And then it was bought for you.
And I got a free fucking sandwich.
I love that story.
That's when you know you found a girl.
That's a great story.
Ray DeVito Sr., great guy.
I'm going to eat tonight.
You were going to eat tonight.
Oh, man. You just inspired me. I'm going to eat tonight.
We're going to eat. Once we get done in the catcalling zone, we're going to do some goddamn eating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Log on to flips.com/Jimmy. Download the Flips mobile app for free. Turn on the Fox Business Channel tomorrow. If you're going to be out trick-or-treating, DVR it, man. DVR it. It's the Halloween Spooktacular starring me and the Independents on the Fox Business Channel. You can buy my new book, Follow That Car, on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound.org. Check me out at the New York Comedy Club tomorrow night at 8. If you happen to be in the greater Binghamton area, I'm sorry. But you can come see me Saturday night at Binghamton University.
Yeah.
For Dean Imperial, the Flips mobile app, let's eat, man.
Thanks
for listening. Dynamite. This is the best we can do. Off the
meter, off the meter. With Jimmy Fallon.
I wish he could have been with me when I sat with a group of teenagers who were black.